major intersection improvements, more hangars at Athens Benapps Airport, and lots of sidewalks and bike lanes. Those are just a few of the projects that could be on the ballot next May when Athens-Clark County voters will decide whether to approve T-SPLOST 2023. Here to talk about what could make the list is WUGA's Martin Matheny, who has been covering this story for us. Thanks for joining me today, Martin.
Glad to be here.
So I want to start with kind of the 101 level. What exactly is T-SPLOST?
Well, T-SPLOST stands for Transportation Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax. It's a 1% sales tax for transportation improvements. And there's also two kind of interesting things to me about T-SPLOST, or really any kind of SPLOST. First of all, there's a confirmed project list before the voters vote on it at the polls, so they know exactly what their tax dollars are buying. And also, T-SPLOST has an expiration date. So this T-SPLOST, if the voters approve it, will run for a certain number of years or until it's collected a certain amount of revenue, whichever comes first.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the projects that stand out to you then.
There are a lot of East Athens-related projects. Lighting, new streetlights. There's a project for drainage because there's some street flooding issues. There's a request for a speed enforcement and speed study, new signage, new markings, and the primary driver on this has been the East Athens Development Corporation. They submitted a number of potential projects that will help out East Athens, and that's been sort of a consistent complaint in the county, both in terms of how SPLOST revenue is spent, because we've been doing SPLOST and T-SPLOST for decades now.
Sure.
And also just in terms of general spending is that certain areas of town get overlooked in favor of more affluent areas. So seeing a lot of East Athens projects on this potential list of projects is, I think, a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that really stood out to me is a focus on intersections, and that's both from residents and from county departments. So one of the intersections that is the subject of a project is Tallahassee Road, where there's that stretch where it goes past Forest Heights Drive, then Loop 10, then Mitchell Bridge Road. Transportation and Public Works wants to spend some money and redo that intersection. Another one, and I think this was a citizen-submitted project, is the intersection at Timothy Road, Mitchell Bridge, and Atlanta Highway. That's one of the most crash-prone intersections in the county. And then finally, there are a number of projects, as you would expect in Athens, having to do with Athens Transit. One thing that Athens Transit is asking for is a new building, a new operations center. Their current one dates back to, I believe, 1976. It was originally built to support a fleet of 16 buses. Right now, Athens Transit operates 32 buses, as well as another 20 or so support vehicles, vans, things like that. And they're also part of a multi-departmental proposal to electrify the fleet, transitioning all of our buses and other sort of fleet vehicles over to being electric. And Athens Transit and the other people on this proposal say it's going to save the county a good bit of money, several million dollars over 10 years, as well as cutting back on carbon emissions and particulate matter in the air.
So how about the airport? You know, one of my favorite airports is Greenville-Spartanburg. And every time I'm through that airport, I look around and I go, why can't we do this in Athens?
Well, one reason that it would be really hard to replicate Greenville in Athens is that Athens is in pretty close proximity to Hartsfield-Jackson.
Sure.
And to Greenville, for that matter.
Yeah, right.
So that sort of disincentivizes major airlines from wanting to fly in and out of Athens. A group of community and business leaders have been working for years on trying to restore passenger service that has sort of gone quiet since the pandemic in the last 18 months or so, but it is a high priority. They want to have at least one commercial carrier coming in and out of Athens. But that's less dependent on things that we can do with T-SPLOST and more dependent on what commercial airlines feel like they want to do that's in the best interest of their bottom line. It's sort of the opposite of Field of Dreams. It's not if you build it, they will come. It's if they come, we'll build it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But the airport is still is actually putting the finishing touches on a big T-Splosh project from before with a new runway and things like that. That project also assisted by around $10 million in state and federal funding to help out. Right now, the airport is asking for two things in this new T-Splosh. The first is to build some new hangars that would be rented to private aircraft owners. Right now, Ben Epps has 77 hangars.
Wow.
Every one of them is full.
Is that right?
And there are 15 people on the waiting list.
Wow.
The airport estimates that building new hangars could bring in around $66,000 a year in rental fees and another $75,000 in fuel purchases. Mm. The other thing that the airport would like to do, and this struck me as a really interesting idea. The airport says we would like to build a trail around outside our perimeter fence. It'd be a little over 5 miles for walking and biking and could possibly connect to some of the other large trails here in Athens.
Interesting. Very interesting. So where are we right now in this whole process?
Right now, we're in a very critical phase, and that is the public input phase. So we've got nearly $700 million of projects. The T-Splosh Advisory Committee is going to have to make some really tough choices because T-Splosh 2023 is expected to bring in $144.5 million.
Wow.
So there's going to be a lot of selective work for them. Part of their process of winnowing this big list down is public input. And people in Athens-Clarke County can go to accgov.com/tsplos2023, and they can weigh in on these projects. I think if you live in Athens-Clarke County, you definitely want to go take a look at this and let your opinions be known.
Well, there you have it. Martin Matheny is our senior producer for news here at WUGA, and you can read his entire comprehensive article about T-Splosh over on our website. Martin, thanks for sharing all that information with our listeners today.
Thanks for having me.